First shootout of the year for either club. Here's Duchesne moving in. Hesitating, his backhander. He goes top shelf. And the Predators take a 1-0 lead. Matthias Janmark now. Left-hand shot moves in. Saros coming out. And Saros makes the stop. And the Predators win in the shootout. All I do is win,
win, win, no matter. A big one last night for the Nashville Predators. 2-1 in the shootout against the Blackhawks. They win back-to-back games against Chicago. Now 4-3 on the season. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com and bring in Predators radio analyst Hal Gill, presented by Duncan, featuring their new location in Belle Meade, and TriStar Moving, TriStar Movers with five-star service. Skillsy, what's going on, brother? How are we doing?
Doing great. A couple wins for the Preds, and it feels good to be back, and things are going the right way.
So, how what stood out to you in this two-game set for the Preds against Chicago? Lots of chances offensively. Goals were hard to come by, but they find a way to get it done anyway. What stood out to you overall in these last two games?
Yeah, you know what? The bottom line is, I hate to say it, it's all about results and wins, and they found ways to win. And it wasn't easy. It was a battle. You had overtime and then a shootout. But the competitiveness was there, the drive. I felt like at the end of it, at some points during the game, yesterday, I feel like they played on the perimeter, which was, I don't know if that's what they're looking for. I think they're looking to get towards the net. But for the most part, I think they have that drive, and I think they're going to need that. And that's going to come up. I think these guys are going to start clicking. They're going to start scoring goals. It's just a matter of getting the talent to start putting in the back of the net. But they have the foundation that they can build off of. That's really important, and I think they showed that in these two games.
So, multiple guys last night, Hal, after the game, kind of brought up unprompted, you know, the last year comparison to this year. Obviously, this team wants to improve on a lot of things, but the word fragile, you know, coming up about last year and how, you know, maybe these games have kind of demonstrated that this team isn't as fragile. Is that how you're seeing it, too?
Yeah, I see that. The problem is if you're talking about a fragile team, it might be just one out of every 10 games that you just fall apart, and that's sometimes enough to keep you out of the spot you want to be in. And so I will say it doesn't look like a fragile team. It doesn't look like the team that was around last year. They got a little more drive, they got a little more compete, but you got to prove it every night, and that's sometimes the hardest challenge is you can't have an off night. You know, you can go through a little drought where you're not scoring. You can go through, the play isn't just going your way, but every night you got to compete. And that's what being a mentally tough team is. So they still got a lot to prove, but they're on the right track, I guess.
Hal, what are you seeing 5-on-5 defensively from the group, both from the defensemen and the forwards? We had John Hines on earlier in the show, and he talked about, you know, we don't want to defend, we want to check. Have you noticed that being a part of their game, you know, checking the aggressiveness, the commitment to it from the red line back? What have you seen in that department?
Yeah, you know what? That's a great point. I like how Hines put that, because sometimes you think, all right, we got to lock it down defensively. That doesn't mean backing up into your goalie and blocking shots. That means, you know, through the neutral zone. You know, sometimes your forecheck is your best defense, you know, get pucks in areas where you can get them back and keep going. What I'm really impressed with, and last night it was good. It was good to see Tenorti get in the game. I was watching him. You know, he's a new guy in the lineup, and you want to see what he's all about and what he's got. And you know, he was closing his time and space and taking guys out in the neutral zone. And you could see every one of the defensemen starting to do that. The thing about that is that you need forwards to be coming back. In order to close your gap and force guys in the neutral zone, you need back pressure from the forwards. And so it becomes really a five-man unit that's working through the neutral zone and then defending well together. And I think we're seeing that from this team. And Tenorti was a good example because, you know, he's coming in and you say, all right, is he going to be tentative and back in? No, he wasn't. He was right up on his gap. He was closing time and space. And it kind of the whole team was going that way. So I think that's a good sign. You look at what Patrick Kane did. He had his chances down the end, but if you can keep him off the scoreboard, that's a good thing. You know, that's not easy to do, and he's a guy you need a five-man unit to play against.
Hal, how do you feel about, you know, special teams moving forward? We know what happened in Dallas. You know, with Hines, we had him on earlier talking about basically, you know, some of those holes that maybe you can fix up in some exhibition games instead, you know, get exposed early in a season. But what's your concern level on both the penalty kill and the power play?
Yeah, I think the power play looks better. They just got to, I feel like there's still a little bit of thinking at times, you know, and if you think, You look at every highlight reel goal around the NHL on a power play, and guys are just snapping it around. There's not a lot of thinking going on. It's bang, 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 shot, bang, 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 shot, and they just keep going. And that's how you score goals. And so I think there's still a little bit of thinking, but I think that's just human nature. You want to try to make the right play. So I think that's coming around. It looks better. It looks like they're all in the right position. As far as the penalty kill goes, we're going to look at these stats, and it's going to be so skewed from the Dallas series. There's no way you're going to make up those percentage points overnight. So get rid of the stats. Don't worry about those. What I saw last night was a poised penalty kill that was, you know, forwards in shot lanes, sticks in passing lanes, clearing out the front of the net when there was a shot, Saros making saves. I think that's what you have to get back to, and I thought they did a really good job last night against a really good power play as well. I think Chicago is second in the league in the power play, and they looked good against them. They shut them down, and they squared up and made the right play, and they looked poised doing it.
Preds Radio Analyst Hal Gill on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Hal, what have you seen from Arvidsson so far? 5 points in seven games, and to me it looks like it's pretty obvious, like the burst – is back that he obviously, I don't think, had much at all last season with the injuries that he was dealing with. What have you seen from Arvidsson? How close do you think he is to breaking out in the goal department?
Yeah, you know what? It's funny because, you know, you look at him as a skilled player and he's got to score goals. Well, I don't really think that's his strength. His strength is that speed burst and that ability to get in on the forecheck, create havoc and hound pucks and then attack off of that, you know, blow down the wing and rip a shot. That's his strength. And there's one play in particular last night. He went back, he turned took the puck and created a turnover, and he just pulled through the neutral zone and blew by about two guys. And I said, all right, well, that's what we need from him. And if he has that, then he's back. You know, he relies on that so much. And when you do have an injury, like I think he did last year, he was struggling after that Bortuzzo hit. I think he was struggling for a while, and he showed me in the early on in this season that he's got that speed burst back, and that means good things for the Preds because he's a guy that can really drive this team. He can drive that line with Forsberg and Johansson, and in turn, I think he can drive this team.
Preds Radio Analyst Hal Gill has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, presented by Duncan, featuring their new location on Bell Mead, and TriStar Moving, TriStar Movers with 5-star service. Hal, appreciate you taking time to join us, man. Great stuff as always.
You got it. Thanks, guys. Go get you Duncan.
Absolutely. Duncan's some good stuff. Man, I could use some right now.
Guilty pleasure.
Yeah, talk about guilty pleasures. My goodness.
Maple frosted donut from Duncan.
Ooh. Nice. I like the donut.
Any
holes.
Donut from Duncan. Yo, like the donut.
The blueberry donut holes.
Oh man,
those are great. Blueberry,
you
know, very underrated.
Back in
very
the old world, when you could go to Predators Morning Skate and actually like be in attendance and go downstairs.
Oh yeah.
The donut holes from Dunkin' Donuts. A lot of times could get old Robbie Stanley in trouble. I mean, I had to really pace myself.
Well, those the little Chick-fil-A little things.
Oh yeah.
And then also they'll bring in some big bagels, like the everything bagel with cream cheese.
Oh yeah.
Jeez.
We talked a lot about food here on the show.
We have.
When we come back, we'll react to what Hal had to say there. Also, some breaking news in the AFC South as well. We'll discuss it next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.